Swiss fairy lore. Trickster figures and human nature in Swiss fairy tales. Fairies are beings of folklore that have magic powers and exhibit close relationships with humans, often intervening in human affairs, whether for their own pleasure in creating chaos and mischief for the wrongdoers and foolhardy, or to offer charitable acts and rewards for the humble and morally honest. In Swiss fairy lore, fairies have a proclivity to develop intimate relationships with humans, in which case fairies and humans may marry, though under strict conditions and restrictions, violations of which terminate the marriage and often curse the mortal to inescapable bad luck and misfortune. Archetype and role of fairies in folklore. Fairies generally fulfill the conventional archetype of trickster figures. The appearance of fairies in Swiss folklore, from their angelic-like beauty to their sing-songy voices, ensnares mortals, who are driven by desire and temptation. Under the spell of their beauty, these mortals often suffer the unforeseen wrath and reprisal of these seemingly harmless beings, should they betray or mistreat the fairies they once worshipped. Though generally benign, fairies, if crossed or betrayed, can be unforgiving, punishing those who stray from the moral code or break their vows to the fairy folk with misfortune and hardship. Likewise, fairies also enjoy taunting, tricking, and causing chaos for humans, either just for the fun of it or for their own personal gain. Natural deceivers, fairies in Swiss folklore often embody the roles of shapeshifters and messengers, classifying fairies as very literal and conventional trickster figures. However, in Swiss fairy lore in particular, fairies also serve to develop a critical perception of humans, which ultimately reveal truths about human nature, pertaining to that of our tendency to exhibit and succumb to volatility and aggressiveness, ignorance and foolishness, temptation and desire, as well as our nature's proclivity for self-destruction. In this way, the role of fairies in folklore reaches to speak to that of, and reveal truths about, the nature of mankind, and our keen inability to resist that of temptation, impulsivity, and greed. Much like that of the biblical story of the forbidden fruit, in which Eve succumbs to the tendencies of her mortal nature, the inability to resist the temptation of the forbidden apple, and as punishment is expelled from paradise. Some of Swiss fairy lore even parallels that of these biblical narratives, which also seek to reveal truths about the impulsive nature of mankind, and the severity of the punishment that succeeds our inability to resist temptation and defy the weaknesses of our very being. Thus, in some Swiss fairy lore, fairies personify that of a moral compass or conscience, much like that of Jiminy Cricket, or perhaps reveal our lack thereof. In other stories of Swiss fairy lore, like The Fairy and the Cuckoo Clock, fairies assume the archetypal role is that of a sort of supreme being, who passes judgment on and decides the fate of mortals, both the wrongdoers who betray the fairies and abandon all sense of morality, as well as the humble and righteous, who may be rewarded for their care and compassion for the elements and beings of nature, the fairy folk, and their kin. While those who appease the fairies are rewarded, those who betray and displease them are punished. Severely. A common theme in Swiss fairy lore, human nature. The common and prevalent theme throughout the stories of Swiss fairy lore is that of human nature, which I have previously alluded to and briefly discussed. In some fairy tales, like The Fairy and the Cuckoo Clock, fairies perceive humans as foolish, unwise, and dull-witted, playing harmless tricks on mortals to taunt and torment them for their own pleasure. In this sense, perhaps fairies shed light on the ignorance and intellectual simplicity of mankind, whereas fairies, in contrast, are far superior, wiser, and more complex beings that relish and take advantage of our utter ignorance and dumbfounded nature for their own entertainment. Other tales of Swiss fairy lore speak to the more reclusive truths about human nature, like that of our innate volatility and impulsiveness, and our inability to resist temptation, as well as a tendency to ignore warnings of our own demise. The stories of the Fairy Grotto and the Fairy Wife both depict mortals who become intimately involved with fairies, and exhibit an inability to resist temptation, impulsivity, and hostility. Both men betray their fairy consorts, and having been forewarned of their fate should they cross a fairy, suffer a lifetime of misfortune and sour luck. In this sense, Swiss fairy lore proclaims humanity's inclination for self-destruction is both inevitable and perpetual. While fairies, like all trickster beings of folklore, indulge in and enjoy deceiving and taunting the foolhardy and unwise, there are lessons to be learned about the nature of humanity from these fairy tales, depicting these mischievous and deceiving beings and their dealings with mortals. Whether the lessons of these fairy tales speak to the ignorance or foolishness of mankind, or to that of our impulsive, volatile, and self-destructive nature, there is something to be learned about humanity from these tales. Thus, Swiss fairy lore is equally entertaining as it is instructive and informative, illuminating profound and crucial truths, though difficult to grapple with and admit to ourselves, about human nature. And perhaps, they even warn of our imminent and self-induced downfall, should we not heed these warnings of our negligent and lethal nature.